Afghanistan's government called on the United States today to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties in its ongoing operations against the remnants of the Taliban and al-Qaeda. With public anger against the U.S. rising in Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai summoned American military officials to his office in Kabul to express his concern over the latest incident in Uruzgan province in the south of the country. Some of those wounded in yesterday's attack have been transported to hospitals in the neighboring city of Kandahar. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us on the line now from Kandahar. Ivan, were you able to see any of the wounded?
Yes, Robert. I just returned from Mirwais Hospital here in Kandahar. It's a Red Cross hospital. There are at least 18 patients there from the three villages that were allegedly hit by American airstrikes. All of these patients had shrapnel wounds, according to the doctors. I was not able to see the women's ward, but in the ICU ward where men were gathered, there were at least four children laying there, among them a 7-year-old boy who doctors said would not survive the week.
And were you able to glean anything about what had happened in the attack from what the survivors said or what the doctors said the survivors said?
Well, the relatives of the victims who were gathered in the room, they said that the bombs fell on three villages in the area. One of them was a village where a wedding was evidently taking place. The participants in the wedding said they were shooting weapons up into the air, Kalashnikov rifles, as a form of celebration. These included tracer bullets, they said, but there was no kind of direct fire against any aircraft, they said, and it certainly wasn't, they were not powerful weapons capable of bringing down any aircraft. They also claim that the bombing went for several hours at several of these locations, and that they were followed up by rocket and machine gun fire. Then, when villagers were trying to leave the area, bringing their wounded to places like Kandahar, where I'm located now, there were checkpoints set up with Afghan and American soldiers. They said they saw American soldiers taking photos as the Afghans were searching their vehicles for any possible weapons.
Ivan, put this in context for us. This was not the first time that Afghan civilians were either killed or wounded in American military operations in southern Afghanistan, was it?
No. In fact, last December, there was a friendly fire incident where a mistargeted American bomb killed three American soldiers, as well as at least seven Afghan soldiers, and also wounded Hamid Karzai on the eve of his nomination for the post of president. There was a raid in January where U.S. Special Forces went into a village in the same Uruzgan province and killed at least a dozen Afghans. There were reports that the victims of this attack were later compensated by Americans. Finally, in April, there was the case of four Canadian soldiers who were killed in this area while doing exercises by American bombs.
We've heard that anger in Afghanistan over the deaths at Uruzgan is on the rise. Do you get any sense of that? Do you have a sense that there's a new or more intense anti-Americanism because of this?
Robert, it's difficult to gauge here in Kandahar right now. Some are saying that if this continues, that the Americans are no longer welcome here. As far as security goes at this time, however, the city is calm, Kandahar, even though it was a former bastion of Taliban support. There are no signs of any type of reprisals or any type of attacks coming underway.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Kandahar in Afghanistan.